Armadoxy for today, Honoring Mother. While candy and flowers seem to be the fare for honoring mothers, undoubtedly, a visit, spending quality time with mother, is always the best choice. With mothers and motherhood fresh on our minds, and after yesterday's lesson on the birth we experience through the womb of the church, the following meditation seems most appropriate. Written by Hiraj Chilingirian, professor at Oxford College, it speaks to honoring this special mother in a most poetic and sensitive manner. Maidik, in Armenian mom or grandma, is one of the sweetest words in the Armenian language. For a moment, picture your grandma. Look at her face, and you see the story of life. Look at her face closely, and you see wrinkles, furrows sculpted by tears and struggles, furrows where seeds of smile and blessings have grown, furrows where, through the blessing of faith in God, miracles have happened in our life. For a moment, picture your grandma. Our grandma, our Maidik, was born 100 years ago in America to a humble immigrant family who had seen suffering, genocide, blood, and destruction. Yet, in her determination to pass her faith to the children of her nation, she stood strong and gave life, spiritual strength, to us all. Despite her age, she's always young and living, but only through us and for our children's sake. She prepares banquet and fellowship every Sunday, but today so few of her children come home to see her. So few come and pray with her for all the good things that God has blessed us with. Her children have grown. Some have forgotten her faith and the values she passed on, and many have disowned her. Yet many have never forgotten her and love her dearly. This lonely Maidik is praying unceasingly for us, waiting for us, keeping the lamplight of our faith shining for us. She needs our hand and humility. She needs our love and sobriety. She is our church, our mother church, our Maidik. She is the bride of Christ, and it is up to us to participate in the wedding celebration. Don't wait for a committee. Don't wait for another meeting. Don't wait to discuss her problems next month or next year. She needs you now. She is home waiting for you. She wants to pray with you, for her and together for all of us, for all her children.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.